So everybody's been raving about this top movie that's out right now. Everybody's been raving about it, and it's exciting. It's exciting.
Oh,
yeah. Giannis is behind the scenes, all access. First day with the Miami Heat.
What, I heard it should be an Emmy.
Oscar. What a piece of art this was, Vlad. I mean, it's, what a piece of art.
Really, man?
It was, oh. I mean, look, it would have been nice to get LeBron James. It would have been cool. But I got to tell you, this charming Greek freak, every time he opens his mouth, I'm so fired up for the season. Like, he is hypnotizing in how he gets you excited for it. And you can tell Spo is smitten. I mean, Spo is absolutely smitten with having Giannis here. So, like, they're sitting there at the gym. And, I mean, it takes you through his whole first day. It's really, really great. And so Spo, like, goes to him. And he, like, looks at Giannis. And he, like, sees him in the Heat gear. He goes, that right there, that's good. That looks good. And then, you know, Spo starts talking about his expectations. I'm going to see if this sounds all right on radio because there's a little music in the background, but it was goosey.
That looks good.
He said he needed this. Yeah. New life.
You know, we need the ship, too. Yeah. We've been under the radar for 4 years. Yeah. We've had huge expectations, but it's all been internal. Like, there's been no pressure.
Yeah.
If we lose, it's okay. Like,
yeah.
Now there's going to be pressure. We need that too. Like, that's what you're bringing.
I need it too.
Yeah.
I need it too. Yeah. You have to feel like your life is depending on this, because you are going to do everything possible to win. You know, and I haven't had that feeling for a long time, and I feel like now I have it. I don't care how it works, what happens. I'm happy that I'm having this feeling. Like, even today, working out with you guys, I'm trying to figure you guys out. I haven't had that in a long time, yeah. For 13 years.
Yeah.
Like, I knew who I was working with. I knew them. I knew everybody.
Yeah.
You know? I need that pressure. I need it. Yeah. I need it. I like it.
Oh, wow. What a time, dude. What a time to be alive, huh? What a time to be alive.
You know what you're equivalent to?
What?
Zeus.
What do you mean?
Zeus is acting up, running around the house. I say, you want a treat? He sits.
That's ridiculous.
Like, you get
it's like Zeus here.
You're telling me that's not Goosey's worthy?
Huh?
You're telling me that's not Goosey's worthy? Look at Spo. He's so happy.
They're both happy.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
It's the new car smell.
Exactly.
It's new car smell. You got that new car.
Good. It smells good.
You know what?
Right. Like, it's a new car smell. That's it. Like, you wait till we get some stress. You ain't got no stress yet.
Look how happy he is.
I know. He should be happy.
Look how happy.
He should be happy. I'm happy.
Look at him right now with his current state of Miami sports, except for the Marlins. But they didn't win yesterday.
Here's the thing.
Halfley is new.
Here's the deal.
New head coach in Dolphins. Anything Halfley says now is going to be gospel.
Can I tell you what I like about that conversation?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Giannis is not going to all of a sudden, if you don't give him what he wants, say, I've lost my joy. He's not going to get in a situation like that, right? I believe that. I mean, everywhere Jimmy has gone, it ended like it did here. But I don't get that feeling with Giannis. Oh. I think the things that he's saying, he really believes those things.
Glad you brought that up, because there was a point in the video, because this was, I mean, people talk about the Odyssey.
Do you see the difference when we talk about things?
What are you talking about?
Right? People talk about Odyssey. Please continue that sentence.
You talk about, like,
this was
nothing that has to do with actual.
It was the greatest.
What we talk about on a daily basis. You talk about the other stuff.
Dude, it was the greatest 23 minutes of film I've ever seen in my life. Behind the scenes, Giannis's YouTube page. It was so good. And then there was one point where he gave him a gift basket, but the gift basket was in like a pot and pan, you know, to bang for a championship. He goes, "I can't do that yet." And I was like, "Oh, that's goosey."
Because he doesn't know how to cook.
No, because he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to jinx the championship. You got to win it first.
No,
it has nothing to do with cooking. It has nothing to do with cooking. They gave him the pots and pans because that's what we do to
if
celebrate.
If they offered me a grill when I got here, what would you think I'm gonna do?
He understood, correct?
He understood. Well, they told him the lore of it. He goes, "Well, I can't touch that yet." And I was like, "Oh, that's good." And then
it's not the Stanley Cup.
Oh, it kind of is for Miami. It is the Stanley Cup.
Hold on. I know what you're about to do right now,
Vlad.
Wait, no, Leroy. You don't know what he's about to get into. Because I you know, I subscribe and comment and like the Tobin channel on YouTube, which everybody should go and do. Go like, subscribe, comment.
Thank you.
And hype.
You don't know what I'm going to do, though.
Oh, I know.
No, I don't think you know what you're
doing. Oh, I know.
There's so many things I could go to.
No.
There's so many things I could go to.
Because the one person that you love so much that disappointed you last season got a chance.
Disappointed himself.
Oh, he doesn't. But yeah, but you had to take that. You had to take the brunt.
I did. I had to take it on the chin.
But now look at you now. After you, after we all thought,
what a time.
Oh, you saw your way. You saw the error in your way. Well, oh, no.
I didn't think it was my now, error.
Somebody else with an accent?
No, somebody. What is Leroy and J-Fig? What is Tobin love more than an accent?
No, it's
two accents.
Two accents.
An accent, do-si-do.
And now,
but before they before that, they
has
give
Giannis
him a,
met Nico yet?
That's what about to happen. That's what I'm getting at.
I'm gonna get to that. I'm gonna get to that. But also in the gift basket, before I just wrap this up, in the gift pot, they gave him a beach towel. And Giannis is like, oh, a beach towel. He goes, but no time for that this year. All hoops. And I was like, oh. You know what that means? It's locked in, dude.
No, you know what locked that means? In. You know what that means? He's a professional and he's going to say the right things.
Locked in, dude.
He's a professional. He's going to say the right things.
No. Okay, he's not going Tobin. To the beach. He's not going to the beach.
Let me catch him on that beach.
You will not see Giannis at the beach this year. You will not see Giannis on the beach this year, okay?
Really?
That's it. Sorry. Okay. No beach for Giannis.
No wonder he hurt his back. He's always horny.
No Hollover Beach for Giannis this year.
What's wrong with you?
What?
Oh my god.
But Vlad was correct. Because this what we just saw last night, I was a little disappointed because you didn't respond to me yesterday. And as a true friend, you should have. Because what I saw yesterday may have been the most important conversation in Heat history.
In Heat history.
It could have been.
Wait a minute.
Not the big three.
It could. That was good. But
not convincing Shaq.
Here's the thing. We all knew LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh were going to be good. There was no mystery. All right. So they could have talked. They could have not talked. Not that big a deal. But Giannis doing what he did yesterday, day one on the job, is he sought out a young Serbian, bright eyed and bushy tailed, off a down year.
We just got paid, by the way.
And he just decided to lift him up. He decided to take him on his giant Greek shoulders, all right, and was the wind beneath Jovic's wings because he really decided, hey, I like what I'm seeing from you.
So let me see if I can get this straight. Mm-hmm. Me having a problem with this is why I'm a yum yucker.
Why do you have a problem with it?
It's you being you. You don't think you're Ryan Clark in it.
What?
Wait. Why? Let's not use RC's name. And come on, man.
What do you mean?
I like RC.
Yeah, but
are you like?
That's not.
I mean, going
he's
too
having fun.
That's why overdoing it outside.
Overdoing
minus one.
I'm not overdoing it.
Okay.
So what was going on with him and Nico?
So he sought him out in the weight room. All mm-hmm. right. Ooh. And he goes and he sees Jovic, dude, right? And he just lets him know. He goes, hey, I've been watching.
You were playing good. You translate very well in the NBA, too. The first couple of weeks, months of the season, yeah. The space will be so much open, and the decision will be way easier for you.
The World Cup? So we were on that staff three years ago.
You are the head coach of the USC.
Yeah. No pressure
at
all.
I can't talk.
I'm excited, bro. Good to see you.
Oh, yo, saw the Giannis?
Yeah, dude, 6'11". I'm a big boy. And well, dude, hey.
To me, he was only 5'3", because he was sitting
on the
bench.
He likes to play small. But here's the thing. You know, there's only now we know there are two people who have been watching Serbia. That's right, Jennifer. Dramatic. Zoom in.
Well,
there's
I only wasn't been even trying here.
Now we know.
True way.
That was crazy.
Let cue the music.
That was
like what, you
now,
what is going on?
Now we know.
Look at the melon on that girl.
Yeah.
Holy smoke.
Damn. That's messed up. Wow.
Look how big it is compared to ours.
Yo. Yeah. That's a mighty.
Out. Zoom out. There you go.
There we go.
Minus
we
go. One. Woo.
That's, don't make me stand next to you, boy.
Listen.
Oh.
She's going to make you 4'2" now.
Yeah,
now,
I know.
Now we know there have been two people watching Serbia in the World Cup qualifiers. Me and Giannis. He was watching them.
Hold on, Leroy.
He got that subscription.
You think Giannis had to pay for a subscription, or it's just naturally wherever he is in Greece or in Europe?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
But he's not paying for a subscription and getting...
You don't know that. You don't know that.
He probably
you know,
does.
No, No, he doesn't have the zone.
You don't know that he doesn't have
the zone.
He doesn't have the zone. You don't know that he doesn't have the zone.
He doesn't have the zone, Serbia.
Let's add it to the list of questions you're going to ask.
I'm not asking him that. That's a waste of a question. We all know he saw the game. Regardless, he saw the game.
Okay, he saw the game. And
can I just tell you?
And he decided to lift Jovic up.
If it was somebody here, like, he would be like, ain't nowhere in hell he watched that.
No, dude, I'm telling you right now, okay. The fact that he sought him out, okay. Says, hey, okay. Big fella,
mm-hmm.
You mm-hmm. saw how you playing with the Joker.
And could it just be he meant to say heard and it didn't translate?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope. Why would he lie?
Because I have a hard time believing that Giannis, in all of his travels, stopped to watch Euro basketball.
Why? I think Spoh like Cougars.
Why?
Okay.
Spoh likes Cougars.
He likes them older.
Yeah, you saw that? Like he
likes them older.
The look, the joy he had talking to Giannis,
mm-hmm.
I don't think Kalel saw a smile.
I don't
like
think
that ever.
Spoh likes the drama and the ups and downs of young players.
I'm telling you, dude.
He was young.
I know.
I'm telling you.
I know.
He was. He was with way too big suits. They were really big.
They were bad.
Those Spoh suits were big.
Fell on my head.
I think they were Riley hand-me-downs.
They were no big. Way.
I think so, dude. I think
you can't
they were.
Say that.
I think they were.
Oh, Papa, can I have your suits?
I think he's like, hey, take this to the tail. Dude, I'm telling you, I think this was one of the biggest conversations in Heat history.
Wait, stop.
Okay. I really do. I think he just fixed Jovic. Jovic, hold on. Jovic hasn't had anybody backing him like that since Jimmy, okay? Jimmy, when he was going to the G League.
So 1 year?
Yeah. A whole year of nobody giving him that. You need a little fluff in your feathers sometimes. You do. And I think that having somebody of Giannis's ilk give him that kind of encouragement, you can just see the smile on his face. He's easy to read.
He said you need a little fluff in your
feathers. A little fluff in your feathers.
And I was thinking of the Limu Emu. Give me the ball. And then just reach over and pull a tennis ball from his
Limu
Emu. And Doug. No, you never saw the commercial where they're playing tennis.
I've seen that one.
And he goes, Limu, give me a ball.
Pops it out.
Point.
How do they keep those balls up the shorts?
Witcher.
Huh?
Hey, yo.
The tennis players.
Their
size.
Hmm.
Like a pouch?
It's a pocket, yeah.
Oh, it's a pocket?
Yeah. It's a pocket.
I always thought it was like up there.
No, they don't tuck them. There's a pocket.
I thought they tucked them.
No.
This is a fantastic conversation.
The girls tuck them sometimes in their. Because, you know, they have little shorts.
They got the squirt.
The squirt.
The squirt.
Squirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got you.
But.
Dude.
What?
That was a big deal.
You think that conversation is the biggest conversation?
That's a big deal. It's a big deal.
What do you rank it in top conversations in Heat history?
All right. Maybe strong.
Why not? We're here.
But if we were really to rank the conversations in Heat history, okay, let's go. Number one, Mickey Arison convincing Pat Riley to come to the Heat. Okay.
That's number one.
Number one.
Okay.
Number two. Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Chris Bosh in a hotel room on Team USA.
What about Shaq?
Didn't really have a conversation with Shaq. Shaq just wanted to be here. Okay. It's not moves. Like, we're talking conversations, Leroy. Conversations. That's what we're talking about. All right? We have Goran Dragic smacking Ben Simmons upside the head. That was a conversation with his fist. And then we have Giannis Antetokounmpo seeking out Nikola Jovic to give him words of encouragement.
So it's in the top five.
It's in the top five.
Okay.
It's in the top five.
I got you.
And Jovic, he's got a little fluff in his feathers now, dude. I'm telling you, this is going to be the year he bounces back. I'm telling you.
You know, one month in the season.
This is his fourth year or third year?
Third.
Fifth.
Fifth? Wait, what?
This Jovic's fifth year?
Yeah.
Yo, jeez. Tobin, come on.
23.
He's got to take the huggies off, bro.
I understand. No more accidents all over the place. You're right.
That's no. I thought it was maybe year 3 or 4. Damn, it's year 5.
He's young though. He's still young. He's only 23. All right. He's had some
trials. 3 years ago he went to the nudie bar?
Yeah.
He was 20.
It was 2 years ago. Oh. Yeah, no, you. Yeah,
no,
3 years ago.
He was 21.
Yeah.
Han?
Yeah.
Han.
He hasn't smiled like that since Han. Look at him. Look at me. Look at Giannis and look at him.
That's when he was balling.
So wait a minute. What you're saying, once he sees hot chicks in the game, his smile just shows up.
Exactly, dude. Exactly.
He saw the hottest chick in the game and he just started to smile.
I'm the hottest chick in the game right now, man.
Man, I can't believe he's taller than Giannis.
Shut up. No, Giannis 6'10", right? 6'10", Giannis?
That looks more than an inch, dude. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, it is angles. You got a short camera.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
This is an angle. This is an angle picture, Tobin.
Giannis is 6'11".
Okay. So they should be the same height.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said that, Blake.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
He's 6'10", apparently, according to
Google. Jovic?
It's because he's got a bad
back. Right. But you see what I'm saying? That Jovic does not look shorter than Giannis. Which brings me back to my original point.
I'm still freaked out about the Wemby pick, that he was six. He's now 6 inches taller than Khalil Ware. I don't understand that.
Wait, he's 7'6" now?
Yeah, he's like he keeps growing. He's a freak. 7'4".
Maybe he's just been lying. I don't know why you can lie like that.
It's ridiculous. No, like I was like, wait a minute, what just happened here? Because 3 years ago, you guys were kind of the same.
Josh, here's a question you can ask him. Do you think Giannis likes the D-Wade statue?
He actually mentioned the statue. He did say that. I swear to God. He mentioned the statue. He's like, is that the D-Wade statue? Gooseys. That's what he said, basically.
He did not say Gooseys. You're lying. You're liar. You liar.
He literally said, I swear to God. This is basically.
No, you see, this
this is why we can't.
Give yourself a minus one.
This is why.
No, what did he say? What did he say?
For tomfoolery.
For sass. For lying.
Yeah. What?
Okay. He said, oh, that's D-Wade statue right there. And then he was just like, I love it. That's what he said. That's what he said.
Did he say it has angles?
He didn't have to, but he was. No, in fairness, he was far away.
Can
he
I
said
just
it.
Say this?
He
Let
was
me
far
say
away.
What Giannis was thinking. I'm going to tell you what Giannis was thinking. He was like, wow, D-Wade got a statue. That's cool. Don't look nothing like D-Wade, but that's cool.
He was far away, in fairness. He was in the shuttle when he was.
So it had angles?
He's going to say everything.
He's going to say everything right here.
He does.
Like,
he loves it.
He go bam off D-Wade. Anything.
I don't know. I don't know. He's saying all the right things. That's why I'm saying he's very charming. Check that.
You would fold so quickly in
yeah,
this man.
Without a doubt.
I already
he's
have.
One of the best players in the NBA. Right?
Yep.
Like, yeah, not moments, not, you know, sometimes. Yeah, there's some people that would. Is there any team that would say, nah, we don't want Giannis?
No.
Okay.
So he doesn't have to save, you know, Sonny Bunny anymore, right?
No. He's the only way Giannis Antetokounmpo is getting back in my good graces is if he saves Sonny Bunny from a fire. All he had to do is just open that mouth and go, check that.
You know, I really
can't. You have
stand
no standards. You have no standards. You got no standards.
I have standards.
You're wishy washy.
Standards.
You are
you are a cheap floozy.
Zero,
and when I say something,
I'm not a floozy.
Wait, a floozy.
When I say wait,
you're
and this was sucks. Let me tell you what sucks about this. When I say something beforehand, why you got it rain on everybody's parade? You're a yum yucker. And here we go. Back then I said. Dude, if Giannis comes here, I
feel how I feel. Like I can't.
You're a whale hopper.
I'm not a whale hopper.
Oh, you're a whale hopper.
I wanted him as a whale. I was just tired of the song
and
dance.
You are a whale hopper.
You're not tired of the song and dance now, are you?
You hop onto the next big whale.
Play it again.
You hop on. Crazy.
You hop onto the next big whale.
Look,
dude. But if again, he said he was off of the Giannis the stuff. Soon as Giannis signed, he was the first like. Come on.
I was tired of the chatter. And now I have the chatter. Giannis.
Loose goose floozy.
You are.
You're the worst. You're the worst. Why? And I'm always the one that take, you know, a bunch of heat for calling him out
for
on this
fraudulence.
Nonsense. Fraudulence.
No, you know what? Leroy, I was allowing. I'm just like, let him have his fun, right? I'm going to let him have his
fun. He goes so far.
Takes it too far.
Right.
Why?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I can't give him nothing.
It's a top five
conversation. If you give an inch, he going to take 10 yards.
He doesn't even know the Tobin and Leroy. He doesn't know the isms. He doesn't know the terminology. And you're going to say, he said gooseys. Come on now.
He said gooseys. Right.
Come on now.
Right.
Come on, Tobin.
English is his second language. And he went with gooseys as a choice.
Out of all of them, he's going to say gooseys.
He is going to say it. Like, I'm going to ask him that. I'm going to ask him when we get to media day. I'm like, hey, when you first saw that jersey, did you get the gooseys?
Where will I be?
You'll be next to me, I hope.
Because something I need to know.
I mean, I hope. I don't know.
No, you're the one asking. Hey,
I don't know. Why would you ask where you're going to be?
No, here's because
don't get a call
because
from
here's
Glenn
why
right now during the
here's why
show.
Here's why.
You bring up the Kyle Lowry situation.
Here's why. Because when you say Goosies, I'm willing to put a Kaushi on. He has no idea what you're talking about.
And then I'll just go like this. And then he'll know.
Oh my God. The embarrassment.
See why I had to ask, will I be there?
The embarrassment.
Because I have to position myself.
No, it's not. I don't think he would do that. I don't think you would do that.
No,
Mr. Mr. Professional at the Miami Heat.
No, he would. No, on radio, different.
Radio.
Yes, radio's different.
Yeah,
radio's
different. And you have to understand something now.
We've brought them into the silly web.
Tobin's gotten in with him now.
Yep.
With the lizard. Yeah. So he's gonna look at Tobin.
He's gonna look at Tobin and be like, "You got."
He's gonna look at Tobin like, "Oh, you were the one that told me about the frozen lizards, frozen iguanas."
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna share with Tobin.
What a day.
Hey. Can I just say
five conversation? And he just
can I just say that, dude?
What
if you hit him with all?
Why?
Come on,
walk out of the room, please.
Yes. Are you waiting for the Giannis look?
No, he's gotten it from everybody.
No, I'm saying
why I get the look from Bay.
No.
Some of the stuff you talk about, I get the look.
Leroy, he's gonna get a look from Giannis.
Yeah, because he don't know like, what the hell Goosey's.
Are you ready for the? Looks? You see
these
that was
looks?
That. Yeah, yeah, those type of looks.
These?
Yeah,
those type of looks.
These?
Yeah,
yeah. Even the
so
one
wait.
That was a rough one.
that started the downfall.
That
the
was
downfall
stone cold,
of the Miami
dude.
Heat. You ruined the Miami Heat.
I didn't ruin the Miami Heat.
What?
Stop saying that.
Oh, by the way,
going Pat said, and then going to Jimmy.
Yeah, you did.
And going to Pat and say Jimmy said.
Yeah, you were snitching.
I'm not snitching.
Oh yeah, you were being a floozy.
He knew.
Pillow talking. You were pillow talking,
dude.
Floozy,
right? You were basically an FBI informant.
I like to think of
downfall.
Myself more as a therapist.
You know what?
No, you were worse.
You were worse than the people that snitched on Enron.
What?
Yes.
Point.
As soon as you started snitching back and forth, it went straight downhill. One-legged threes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Take a break.
Yeah, that's right. Tobin is Henry Hill.
Oh my God!
You know who that is?
Yeah, Henry
Dude
Hill
from the Goodfellas.
I met him too.
Yeah.
No. Guess what? When I was in the league, he did a video, and the FBI was showing in everybody's locker room.
He randomly just walked into Fox Sports Radio one day and just knocked on the door.